The three magical books of Solomon stand as enigmatic pillars in Western occultism, allegedly revealing the supernatural methods King Solomon himself used to command spirits and harness occult forces. These texts, translated by figures like MacGregor Mathers and Aleister Crowley, have shaped magical practice for centuries, influencing everything from ceremonial magic to modern pop culture. What makes these grimoires so compelling is their systematic approach to spirit work, blending ancient wisdom with practical instruction. They present a complete magical framework where divine authority flows through precisely executed rituals, carefully prepared implements, and meticulously timed operations. The collection has attracted notable devotees throughout history, from Renaissance scholars to modern celebrities like David Bowie and Jimmy Page, while its influence echoes through works like the Harry Potter series and countless supernatural television shows. Despite their controversial nature, these texts remain essential reading for anyone seeking to understand the Western magical tradition and its psychological underpinnings. The Lesser Key begins with the Gaudia, cataloging 72 demons Solomon allegedly bound in a brass vessel. Each spirit is documented with its rank, appearance, powers, and commanded legions. They manifest in diverse forms, some as angels with animal features, others as beautiful beings in fiery chariots. Andrus appears as an angel with a raven's head riding a black wolf, threatening death to unprepared exorcists. Horus reveals temporal truths but deceives unless properly constrained. The text offers a psychological interpretation, suggesting these entities represent portions of the human brain with seals that stimulate specific mental areas. Divine names and conjurations function as vibrations, establishing control over brain functions, recasting supernatural powers as psychological phenomena. Instructions require the magician to construct protective circles with divine names, create a triangle to contain the summoned spirit, and wear Solomon's hexagram. Conjurations escalate if spirits resist, culminating in the Greater Curse, psychological warfare against supernatural entities. In Solomonic magic, precise timing is crucial for success. The Key of Solomon teaches that effective magic requires specific celestial alignments. Each of the 24 hours is governed by one of the seven classical planets, creating distinct windows for magical works. Sun hours help gain favor with authorities, while Venus hours are ideal for cultivating relationships. Each planetary hour creates a cosmic environment enhancing particular intentions. The moon's phase adds another dimension, waxing for growth, waning for banishment, as does its zodiacal position, with fiery signs boosting passion and watery signs supporting emotional work. Personal preparation is equally vital. The magician undergoes purification through a ceremonial bath in exercised water while reciting prayers, then dons clean white garments symbolizing spiritual purity. A 3-day preparation period, 9 days for major operations, requires abstinence, dietary restrictions, and charitable works. The grimoire recommends working with 3 purified disciples, all wearing consecrated pentacles wrapped in silk for protection, creating both the perfect moment and vessel for magical work. Solomonic magic utilizes geometric structures for protection and power channeling. The primary feature is a 9-foot diameter circle with concentric rings inscribed with Hebrew divine names. Between the first two lines, sacred symbols of Tau face cardinal directions alongside 4 hexagonal pentacles. Divine names follow specific alignments: IHVH, east-south, AHIH, southwest, ALIVN, west-north, and AL, northeast. This circle extends into 2 perfect squares, creating a protective matrix with a 1/2-foot buffer between them. Each corner of the outer square contains 3-inch circles with divine names, forming an unbroken tetragrammaton protection chain. 2 feet from the circle lies the Triangle of Manifestation, a 3-foot equilateral triangle aligned with your intended spirit's quarter. Michael occupies its center, with three power names marking exterior points. Magical implements require precise astronomical alignments. The white-hilted Nusif must be forged during Mercury's hour when Mars occupies Aries or Scorpio, then consecrated in Gosling blood with pimpernel juice during full moon. The black-hilted knife requires creation during Saturn's hour using cat blood and hemlock. The magician's wand must be cut from virgin hazel in one stroke during Mercury's hour on Wednesday at dawn. The Solomonic grimoires reveal a sophisticated understanding of psychological authority that balances theatrical presence with ceremonial precision. The magician projects absolute confidence while maintaining exact ritual protocols, a balance achieved through consecrated vestments, blessed implements, and creating an environment of sacred authority. When spirits appear, the practitioner displays Solomon's pentacle with unwavering conviction, declaring, "Behold thy confusion if thou refusest to be obedient." The exorcist presents himself as one armed by God without fear. The conjurations invoke increasingly powerful divine names tied to biblical events, Iah and Va heard in Eden, Eglah saved Lot, Anaphaxiton gave Aaron wisdom, creating a crescendo of authority. For disobedient spirits, the magician escalates to psychological warfare, writing the spirit's name on virgin paper, soiling it, and burning it with banishing herbs. Once the spirit submits, the tone shifts dramatically to welcome the entity with gladness. This pattern of dominance, submission, and reconciliation demonstrates that effective spirit work requires not just force, but a nuanced application of authority, threat, and benevolence. Consecration in Solomonic practice transforms ordinary objects into spiritual conduits, with each implement requiring specific rituals aligned with planetary influences and divine correspondences. Parchment preparation illustrates this precision. A magician cuts a marsh reed with a new knife while reciting conjurations. After creating a reed knife inscribed with divine names, an animal, killed during Mercury's hour, is flayed while invoking sacred names. The skin undergoes ritual treatment, exercised salt, lime water soaking, stretching, before consecration and silk storage. Writing implements require similar dedication. The third feather from a male gosling's right wing is plucked with invocations, then prepared and stored in silk. The inkstand must be earth-made and engraved with sacred names during Mercury's hour, with ritually exercised ink. Incense combines specific ingredients for different purposes: fragrant spices for good spirits, different fumigations for evil ones, with freshly kindled exorcised charcoal. Through these processes, ordinary objects become vessels of extraordinary power, creating a system where even the smallest details contribute to successful magical operations aligned with divine order. The Testament of Solomon presents a cautionary tale about magical power and human weakness. Solomon received a pentalpha ring from Archangel Michael, granting him authority over spirits. He compelled demons to help build Jerusalem's temple. Ephippus lifted an enormous cornerstone, while fallen angel Abezathebod helped erect a massive pillar. Solomon trapped both spirits, forcing them to permanently support the pillar in midair as testament to his divine wisdom. Despite these achievements, Solomon's story ends tragically. He compromised his principles for a Jebusite woman by crushing grasshoppers in Moloch's name. This caused the Spirit of God to depart, leaving him weak and foolish, leading him to build temples to false gods. This narrative demonstrates that magical power remains subordinate to moral integrity. The grimoires emphasize that magical authority flows from spiritual alignment rather than personal will. Solomon's magical legacy balances power with responsibility, offering modern practitioners a spiritual philosophy that emphasizes ethical conduct while integrating Kabbalistic principles, astrological timing, and psychological techniques.